This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, the former nuclear energy dude, girl, whatever you want to call her, Sam Brenton, the non-binary bald-headed guy that liked to be treated like a dog. When I say that, I'm not even kidding. He has a dog fetish or something crazy. Anyway, I call him the poster child for election theft. And you may be saying, Kevin, what's this got to do with election theft? Explain, black man. I'm about to. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So if you don't remember, Sam Brenton was a luggage thief and is a luggage thief. And in two separate stolen luggage cases in two different states, he was ordered to pay one of the victims back, but he's been given no jail time. Now, he pled no contest to what people call a bizarre theft. It's not bizarre. It's done all the time by leftists. We take luggage accidentally as conservatives. Leftists take luggage as a business or for personal pleasure. And that's what Sam Brenton did. Now, in this article that I was reading about him, here's what they said. Sam Brenton, who is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns, was given a 180-day, get this, suspended jail sentence for lifting a woman's suitcase from Las Vegas' Harry Reid Airport in July of 2022. As part of the plea deal, Brenton was charged, you ready for this, folks, with a misdemeanor instead of a felony. That's right. They pled his case down from a felony to a misdemeanor. Now, I could stop right there and tell you, isn't that exactly the leftist way to do things? They get caught doing something. They plea it down from a felony to a misdemeanor. They create something about you. They plead it up from a misdemeanor to a felony, a la Donald Trump. So that's number one. But that's the obvious, right? This is a guy, he's stolen luggage. It's worth over $2,000. Now, we already know you can steal up to $950 with immunity, with the lefties. But now they've extended it. It's thousands of dollars. Think about it. You just did the Sam Brenton case that said, go steal luggage at the airport, and if it's worth thousands of dollars, don't worry. We'll plead it down from a felony to a misdemeanor. This guy's done this many times. I'll get to that in a second. But here's how this thing reads. They were caught on tape. I'm sorry, caught on camera, yanking a woman's Vera Bradley bag off the baggage carousel at Minneapolis St. Paul and removing the owner's ID tag before sneaking out, prosecutors allege. Now, this is on the second case. This is in Vegas. This is in Minneapolis. But listen to what I just said. They were caught. So they warned us. He uses they, them pronouns. So if you're reading this story and you miss that little detail, you'd be like, who? Did Sam Brenton have a mouse in his pocket? Who went to steal this? They go on. Brenton was caught using the suitcase on at least two other occasions, admitted to investigators that they did grab the bag, but claimed it was an accident and was willing to return it along with its contents valued at $2,325. So again, they use the pronoun they. I want you to understand how confusing the world is going to become. I want you to think about the literature that will be written with these various pronouns, and you're going to try to follow if you buy into this nonsense. I haven't even gotten to the part about Sam Brenton being a poster child for the election theft. I'm just saying this is the crazy world we live in where people are setting their pronouns and we're using it Like, wait for the za zim zib pronouns. Wait for those. Houston fashion designer Asha Kazim told the Post in February she believes Brent may have also been involved in a third luggage lifting case. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. We know he was involved in it. Just like we know they cheated in the election. And you know what Sam Brittain did? She claimed, this lady said, she noticed pictures of the White House official wearing her custom-made pieces that were lost at a Washington, D.C. airport in 2018, 4 years before the Nevada and Minnesota cases. They have this guy in her dresses, pictured in her dresses. The same way we have the Democrats dead to rights, 2,000 mules dropping off voter things, fake ballots that have been looked at forensically, etc. We have all the evidence we need. And do you know, they aren't prosecuting this guy. He won't serve 1 minute in jail for stealing thousands of dollars worth of material. And these are three instances. If you think this is all that he's done, you are a fool and a clown. He's been doing this for years. He gets caught in 2022. She's got a case from 2018, and there's one other case where they have him on film and camera, and he's using the person's bag. Let me ask you, hey, FBI, have you raided him by chance? Have you gone to look in his closet and maybe said, let's show all of his garments so other people can look and determine if I lost something in this airport. What happened? Where's the justice? I wonder what would have happened if Sam Brittain were a member of Trump's team. You think they would have raided him? I certainly do. So this lady who got her stuff robbed, she was going to the Capitol for a fashion show. And this guy stole the product that she was going to display in the fashion show. I'd say she has a bit of recompense coming, don't you? Shouldn't she get something out of this? I saw when we were talking about this story earlier, we showed the pictures of her. She said, here are my pictures and here he is in the picture. They literally did a side by side. And there was no question this guy stole her stuff. And I, like I said, if there was a complete investigation, he's a thief. He's a luggage thief and he's stealing high quality stuff. He's not going to serve a day in jail. That's why I tell you, this guy's the poster child for election theft. Because he can steal blatantly in your face. And the Democrats do absolutely nothing about it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftism has struck again, folks, this time in Alabama, in Dadeville, right outside of, I believe, is it Birmingham? Or, I know it's Montgomery. It's outside of Montgomery. Yeah, there was a shooting at a teenager's birthday party. Here's how it reads. A shooting at a teenager's birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, has left at least 4 people dead and more than a dozen injured. Officials and witnesses say only a few details at the time of the shooting were currently available. The shooting happened at about 10:34 p.m. on Saturday at Mahogany Masterpiece Dance Studio in Dadeville, a small city in Tallapoosa County, where a sweet 16 birthday party was taking place. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've read you all that I even knew at the time of this shooting, and I was already prepared to make some very basic assumptions. One is, it was black folks. Two is, a lot of people were armed, and you can bet those guns were not legal. And three, the gun didn't kill anybody. It was the fools that had them that did. 4, the Democrats will eventually try to make this about the guns. 5, the Democrats will never mention that this is about stupid kids, probably black, and I'll get to the rest of the subject, the rest of the story here. But I don't even have any doubts. When my producers put this thing in front of my face, I went, black folks. And I tell people all the time, because they tell Kevin, black people tell me, Kevin, them white people, man, them one of these days, they're going to do something to you. I'm like, let me tell you something. I am so much more safer around white folks than I am around my own family. I'm not talking about my immediate family. I'm talking about my family. When I go to a family reunion, I have a reason to be scared. Now, my family may be listening and going, come on, kid, but they know I'm not lying. There are members of our family who I don't want to be around. Now, here's the difference between the white folks that I hang out with. I do want to be around them. They're civilized. I don't have one bit of fear of being shot, stabbed, drowned, anything. But this 16-year-old party, these kids went to this party thinking it was a normal, regular day. And you know what they found out? Ain't no such a thing. Now, when it comes to the black parties, and I'm going to tell you, there are people listening to this program right now go, Kevin, man, I don't know if I can forward this program because it's too controversial. It ain't controversial. I'm telling you the truth. I've told this story many times, and I've got others. But I will tell you, my cousin Bobby, we were at an event. It wasn't even a reunion. We just happened to be coming to town. They set up a domino game. It was out in the open. We were playing in the yard, and neighbors would come over and play, and they start playing for money. I can tell you this. I can see the scenario as if I was there right now. It was 3-1. Everybody had set up this dude, had set this guy up. Even his partner, who was one of my family members, Uncle Sam, was setting this guy up so everybody could take the money from him and split it. So everybody has the money on the table. My uncle acts like he's really his partner, and he's throwing the game. And my other uncle, two uncles were playing against him. And my cousin Bobby, who was drunk and didn't know that this conspiracy was a myth, I don't remember how the details were, but somehow she thought that my uncle was cheating and that I was giving him a signal. And I probably was. I don't know what the deal was at the time, but she thought that they were cheating her dad, who's my Uncle Sam. Well, they were. They were cheating her dad, who was in cahoots. I'm telling you this because I want you to understand the dirt that goes on in the black community. So this guy is getting cheated. I believe I was giving a signal or something because my uncle said, go see what he's got. And I looked in his hand and went like, he got a 6. And Bobby sees me do that and all hell breaks loose. And she threatens to shoot and literally was pulling the gun out of her bra when my uncle had to stop her. My other uncle, his name was Pistol, ironically, my uncle Pistol, had to stop her. So, and if you think I'm lying, that she wouldn't have shot us, I mean, again, you're crazy. She would have shot me, or tried to, because I'd have been in the wind. But I'm just telling you, this stuff, and that's one instance. I could give you at least 10 others. Where stuff like that happened, just out of the, something went down, next thing you know, somebody's pulling out a knife, somebody's pulling out a gun, everybody got guns out, and luckily, I survived it. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. Graphic photos shared by a witness shows at least 6 teenagers on the ground, relatives of the victims heard crying and screaming in grief as they were told about what had happened. No word on the status of the suspect. What may have motivated Saturday's mass shooting, etc. But here's a clue, another clue about the ethnicity of the players. My heart is broken today. Ben Hayes, a senior pastor at the First Baptist Church in Dadeville, wrote on Facebook. I stood outside of Lake Martin Hospital until 3 a.m. watching hearts break as families learned that their child had been shot or even worse, dead. So there you go. And here's the other clue that is black folks. They won't tell you. Hayes added, I talked with parents, educators, and students, my football players, our pastors from First Baptist Church. No one knew what to say. Everyone was in shock. Police officers with looks of sadness on their faces. Nothing prepares you for this. Oh, yeah, something prepares you for this, folks. Being black in the hood where Democrats reign. That prepares you for this. Don't tell me you're not prepared, because you are prepared. That's a lie. These are the types of things that go, the crime is immaterial. What I'm telling you is, look at the cover-up. They don't want to tell you what happened. They don't want to tell you that these teenagers, that about to begin life, somebody couldn't control his anger, or his or her anger or emotions, and blew up at a party, killed a bunch of kids, wounded others, probably in ways that you will never hear about. There are people that are going to be paralyzed, people that are going to be deformed in some form or another, and the left is going to blame the gun. They're not going to blame themselves. They're not going to blame the society that they built that creates these thugs that are unable to deal with even the smallest amount of criticism or pushback. And then they don't want to tell you that they're black. They don't want to tell you that they created the problem in the community that they claim they want to serve. Oh, the irony, and oh, the hypocrisy. So that's what this represents. It is not about guns. It's about everything that represents leftism. It's a colorblind society. Yeah, it sure is, because you don't want to talk about the color of the victims here, do you? Or what led to this?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal officials say China opened a secret police station in New York City. The top federal prosecutor announced charges today against at least two Chinese suspects in the case. A federal judge is denying former President Trump's effort to get a four-week delay in his civil rape and defamation trial. His lawyer, Joe Tacopina, asked a district judge to postpone the E. Jean Carroll trial, scheduled to begin April 25th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the House Speaker to release his plan to raise the debt ceiling. The New York Democrat accused Speaker McCarthy of pushing the U.S. toward a catastrophic default. The winners of the men's and women's divisions of today's Boston Marathon are both from Kenya. Defending champion Evans Chebet won in 2 hours, 5 minutes, 54 seconds. He's the first man to win back-to-back titles in Boston in 15 years. The women's winner is Helen Obiri. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The situation with Texera, or whatever the person's name, that the leaker... is perplexing, and it's perplexing for a lot of reasons. And here's what's interesting: the minute they caught this leaker, I said, "Well, wow, it's really funny. We still don't know who leaked the Supreme Court documents on abortion, right? We still have no evidence on Hunter Biden and what he's done, and we've had years to look at that. We still don't know who the infamous quoted Biden is in these bank records that got released by the Chinese bank, the Cathay Bank, on the Biden family. There's all these things we don't know that we should have known by now. And you, on social media, you're going, yeah, it is funny. We find all these people, we find out information about stuff we want to know fast when it comes to Texera, but all these other things that are really important we don't know. And this Texera case is interesting because I'm going to read this from Reuters. Although the leak only garnered widespread attention after the April 6th story in the New York Times, journalists have found evidence that the documents, at least some of them, have been floating around on social media as far back as March or even January. So all this information is now, it's all top secret and we don't know this or that. It's suddenly now in vogue to be looked at. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Let me tell you what else is interesting about this is that we know the Chinese know everything about us. What secrets do you honestly think that were leaked?
Oh, we want to know. The Ukraine is making progress or Russia's getting their butt kicked or whatever.
I don't think this is a leak. I think this is a narrative. I think this is the left planting evidence and saying, let's put this out there. And because we have a patsy, let's blame it on this guy. 844-551-8255. Bellingcat, the Washington Post, the New York Times have traced documents' earliest appearance to a defunct server on an instant message site, Discord. In the chat group on the site, Texera went by the handle OG and was admired by the group's mostly young members who shared a love for guns and military gear. So they open up this criminal probe and they call this leak a deliberate criminal act. And here's the second part of the puzzle. Okay, how do you know his intent, James Comey? I'm curious. Remember when Hillary Clinton leaked stuff and had her information out there? They go, well, we're not sure of her intent, so we can't prosecute her. But this guy gets the full extent of the law. Look, I got no dog in the fight with Texera. I don't know whether he was leaking legitimate stuff, illegitimate stuff. And you know the sad part about that is even if the government tells me, I don't believe them. They go on, they say, Reuters reviewed more than 50 of the documents labeled secret and top secret but has not independently verified their authenticity. They say the number of documents leaked is over 100. But here's the interesting part as this case continues to develop. Some of the countries question the veracity of the leaked documents, including Britain, who said there's a serious level of inaccuracy. The leaks revealed, they said, information about Israel, South Korea, Turkey. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't pass the smell test for me, because the information on there, in some cases, is pure, in my opinion, is purely speculative. Oh, Ukraine is being pushed back. Russia's being this or that. I don't know who knows what's really going on in any of this stuff. But it gets worse, because now we got this narrative out there. People may start to question it. So let's double down on some. Let's really make it difficult for people to back away from this guy's being the patsy, Oswald, if you will, of this particular story. And here's what they wrote on the purportedly racist chat group. The FBI is continuing to conduct authorized law enforcement activity at the residence. This is according to an FBI spokesman. Since late last week, the FBI has aggressively pursued investigative leads. They're aggressively going after this because people's lives are in the balance, even though this information has been out there since January, okay? And today's arrest exemplifies our continued commitment to identifying, pursuing, and holding accountable those who betray our country's trust and put our national security at risk. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Chamber of Commerce, please. Really? This is like a marketing piece for the FBI. We will hold them accountable, no matter who they are, no matter how we reach, how high up. You know, we will make sure people pay the price for what they do to this country. So they say Teixeira is going to remain in the FBI's custody, and he's going to be in Boston in court. I don't know if this all happened, because this is an older report, but it says the Times reported that Teixeira oversaw a private group online named Thug Shaker Central, where about 20 to 30 people, mostly young men and teenagers, came together over a shared love of guns, racist online memes, and video games. Now see, I know when somebody's being set up. I know when. Okay, it's not enough to just say he leaked the documents. And I get it. You want to dig in and understand a little bit more. So let's understand how racism plays into this. So he leaks documents on South Korea, Turkey, and Britain. Okay, please explain the racism part of this to me. Why is it important that we understand that the 20 to 30 people that he's in this chat room with shared racist memes? For the record, if you were to put me in there, you could say I share racist memes. I share racist memes all the time, openly and honestly. I make fun of white people, Latinos, Asians, you name it. If you are a race of some sort, let me get it out right. Whatever race you are, let me start over. I don't care. I'll make fun of you. I'll make fun of you if you're an Indian from India or if you're a Native American. I will make fun of you no matter what. If you're Irish, Scottish, British, English, well, that's still British. You know what I'm saying? Pick your ish. I will make fun of you in a racist manner. I post racist memes. I post sexist memes. I post mannish meme, whatever. I post its memes of all types. If it's funny to me, I post it. This qualifies anybody. So ask yourself, why is it that they're giving you this little tidbit of information? Thug Shaker Central. 20 to 30 people. By the way, that's a big gap. Is it 22 or is it 28? Or is it 20 or is it 30? 20 to 30. Mostly young and teenagers. People who will do things and say stupid things. But I want to move on because this girl that writes for Red State, she wrote a story. She says the big story was this arrest of this guy, member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, who leaked more than 100 pages of classified documents, supposedly, and exposed extremely sensitive information from the Pentagon regarding Ukraine, Russia, China, Israel, and documents produced by the CIA and the NSA. The story changed markedly through the day. And sparse information we have about Teixeira raised major questions about how he could possibly have access to such wide-ranging tranches of information. Why what was finally reported as a true story was so different from what had been published earlier? And who was publishing this disinformation? And the way it all went down, with the New York Times beating the FBI to Teixeira, raised eyebrows, especially given that they were the first outlet to report on the leak just a week ago. Who was their source for the stories? When the stories first appeared, Reuters claimed, based on anonymous sources, that Russia was behind it. Russia or pro-Russian elements are likely behind the leak of several classified U.S. military documents posted on social media that offered a partial month-old snapshot of the war in Ukraine, three officials told Reuters on Friday. The documents appear to have been altered to lower the number of casualties suffered by Russian forces, the officials said, adding their assessment were informal and separate from an investigation into the leak itself. So in other words, we got all this stuff circulating around, all these stories popping out, this, that, and the other, Russia, China, and Teixeira? Somebody explain it to me. Airman First Class, job is a cyber transport systems journeyman working with I-3 infrastructure. In other words, he doesn't analyze any intelligence, and he has a top secret SCI security clearance. So he does have some access to information, but not everything that he supposedly leaked. So what is going on? Why are we dealing with this guy? And I would like to know how this information all came to be. Because he's not qualified to have all of this. And then they said he was out of North Carolina, and it turned out he wasn't out of North Carolina. This story doesn't pass anybody's smell test, folks. And I'm telling you, there's more to it. I'm not going to go into deeper because I don't have the time and I don't have the energy. But I'm telling you, this is a patsy story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Radio show on Kevino Jacksones.
I visit Google News every single day to see what the headline is, the headline story. And I have it programmed, you know, set to where it's politics, American politics, then world politics, and then a bunch of other after that. And I'm going to tell you, not a single day do I go to Google, do I feel like the story that should be leading, what they call the lead, is legit. You will never, I haven't seen one title that has anything to do with the Bidens and their investigations or anything. And we're talking about major things. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't do it during the time of Trump, but I'll bet you money that when Trump was under some sort of controversy, it was the lead. Every single time. There was something about Trump. And I'm going to recommend you do this, by the way. Go to Google News, and it has a search bar. Type in Hunter Biden. Force Google to give you the news on Hunter Biden. So it finally did, and you know, I got a story or two, but you have to dig for it. It is not going to give you any negative on the Biden family. It's not going to do it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Controversy. That's all we're dealing with here. Controversy and lies. The government lying to us. I just talked a minute ago about Texiera, this leaker. I don't know anything about this person, but it makes me wonder who set this person up? Sam Brinton. I talked earlier about Sam Brinton, Joe Biden's nuclear poster child, the luggage thief, and what the metaphor of that meant. What happened to Sam Brinton stealing people's luggage, stealing their lives? One time I lost one of my bags at the airport. You want to know what was in it? My music. I'll take piano books with me in case there's a piano and I'll play them. And I had a couple of my favorite piano books in there. I had a pair of my favorite shoes, a gift from Melissa. I had a suit that I had worn. That's why I vowed I'd never pack another suit, because I don't wear cheap suits. And the most they give you back on lost luggage is, you know, like, I don't know, $1,000. But in this particular case, I left my luggage on the plane. Yeah, I walked out. I forgot. I had my backpack with my computer, and I walked out, left it, and they go, "You can't go back on the plane, sir." And when they went to check the plane, somebody had taken my luggage, probably Sam Brinton. But anyway, the point is, it's personal stuff. It's things that you want. It's part of your life. I've never replaced those books, those music books. Anyway, I'm off kilter, a little off field. So I went to Google. I'm looking for a story about the Bidens or anything. Something that's controversial about what's going on with these investigations. Lord knows they've got Biden's bank records. He apparently didn't register as a foreign agent. You know, we still don't know who the quoted Biden is. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. And what do we hear? Oh, Biden's traveling abroad to Ireland, and that's what came up. He had a horrible trip to Ireland. What did Joe Biden do? Joe Biden was Joe Biden. He's fumbling over his words. And this was a vacation wrapped around some limited appearances to make it look official. And you know what? If it's the Bidens' last hurrah before they go to prison, I'm fine with that. Hunter was with him. Where was Dr. Jill? That's a story in and of itself. Where's Dr. Jill? She's always at his side. What is she doing? She hanging out with her boyfriend? Where's Dr. Jill? What is so important that the so-called first lady doesn't go with her husband? That's a story. I'm telling you, is Dr. Jill shredding documents? Was it important enough to leave?
You know where that classified stash is. You make sure you get all those things shredded, hon.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. You take Hunter and go drum up some new business, baby. Hunter Biden with Joe Biden. The idea of a sexual deviant representing America is appalling. And he took his son with him. Just kidding. They're both sexual deviants, but Hunter Biden is the worst, right? The dude who's... I want you to understand, Hunter Biden is glad-handed, shaking hands, and representing America. He's with his daddy, the president. He's been on many of these jaunts. This is the first one we get to see him in action. And this is a dude who smokes crack on camera, hangs out with prostitutes, snorts cocaine off of their bodies, probably is involved in human trafficking and a host of other things. He's a scumbag, crackhead, and he's out there with his daddy, and he represents America. What an embarrassment. You lefties want to act like,
they brought civility to the White House.
Yeah, that's Hunter's gerbil that he shoves up some prostitute's butt, because there's no civility in the White House with these two. They are a family for Maury is all they are. And Maury could do a year of shows on the Bidens and still have another half of a season. Oh, I know. I'm bad. I'm talking about these Bidens. Hunter Biden, under investigation. Why? Dealing with countries that, well, I'll let you, here's Comer. He's on Fox News. He's talking about it. Here it is.
I also want to move over to Hunter Biden, who we now know had some dealings with Ireland as well, and now he's there. So what does that tell you? Is this trip also part of his business plan?
You know, the business plan, for all practical purposes, is the Biden family takes money from our adversaries around the world for
yes.
doing things that we haven't yet determined. Now, there is no business. But with respect to seeing Hunter Biden on Air Force One, seeing Hunter Biden lead the President of the United States around, that's a sad part of our American history right there. Because just from looking at these bank violations that I'm going to talk more about next week when we return to Washington, various banks, in the bank's own words, this is how they would describe Hunter Biden, who is leading our President of the United States around on the international stage this past week. They suspect him of laundering money. They suspect him of being an unregistered foreign agent. They respect him of taking money from countries that we have sanctions on. They suspect him of doing business with an agency under investigation for human trafficking. They suspect him of owing a significant amount of taxes. This is not my word. These are the words of the banks where the Biden family was doing business. And this is the guy that's leading our President of the United States around on the international stage. That is a sad part of our American history right there, and we have to shine a light on all the wrongdoing that this family's doing, and I hope that next week we're able to give a report to the American people of what all we have found from looking at these bank violations that we've had access to in the Treasury Cabinet for the last 2 weeks.
There you have it, folks. Congressman Comer, and I can't wait for him to tell more about it, but just listen to what he said. He says, the business plan is the Bidens taking money for doing undetermined things. There is no business. They don't do anything except influence peddle. And he says it's a sad part of our history that we're watching this crook, Hunter Biden, lead his crooked father. He didn't say those things, but I'm adding it. Lead his crooked father around while they're supposedly representing America. What an embarrassment. And I would say this if it were Trump. He goes on to say this. Various banks, this is what they say about Hunter Biden. This is what they report. One, they suspect him of money laundering. Two, he is an unregistered foreign agent. Three, he's taking money from sanctioned countries, meaning you're not supposed to even be doing business with these countries. Four, he's doing business with an agency that's under investigation for human trafficking. And five, tax evasion. Now, you take any one of those, and it's bad enough, but you take them in whole, and it's horrible. Now, I'll ask you the very simple question, folks, the easy question we can ask about any of these things that we do. Try to imagine if the Trump family did this. If we suspected that Donald Trump had taken one of his sons and said, go do what Hunter Biden did, and then he goes gallivanting around the world, and he brings that son who has all the problems that we just described, Hunter Biden, has Hunter Biden's history, what do you think they'd be reporting? Now they're saying Hunter Biden's firm sought Irish government investments while Hunter Biden was VP, and they're questioning what this is all about. Well, we know what it's all about. There wasn't a place that Hunter Biden visited with his daddy that he wasn't instructed. Figure out what we can do to peddle influence. That's the product they sell.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.